Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, welcome back. Another hour here. I'm Ryan Recker filling in with Dan Buck. Boo! Can I say one of my favorite people in St. Louis media announced they're retiring this morning, John Pertzborn.
Oh, yeah. I've known that for some time. Pertz and I are good friends. We work together. If you don't recall, he was the original host of Show Me St. Louis. I was a reporter when we launched in 1995.
Wow.
And he was the host for the first couple of years. Then he went to Channel 2, where he has spent the last 20 years just doing great TV on that morning show, the number one morning show in St. Louis. He's going to be missed for sure. Great guy.
I love him.
Yeah.
Absolutely love him. And he's really one of my favorites. And I saw the announcement. I guess they announced it this morning on Fox 2, and I saw they put the news article up on it too. But they said since 1998. That's how long he's been doing it. That's a long time, 1998. That goes to show you just his talent and skill that he's been able to, I guess, stay on top for that long. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, and before that, he was at Channel 5. He's been at Channel 2 since 98, but he was a good 10-year run at Channel 5. He used to have a segment called Pertzborn's People. That was phenomenal. It was all just, it'd be like, he could make a story out of anything and anyone. He was a master of finding just ordinary people and telling extraordinary stories about their life, about their passion, about their hobby, about whatever. And yeah, I loved it. A segment called Pertzborn's People. It was when I moved to the market in 94 and I was working at Channel 4, I would watch John's segments. And I go, God, it'd be great to work under him and learn from him and go. And sure enough, I got the opportunity to go work under him for over 2.5 years as he was the host. And he helped me a lot in my career. Just a dear friend. And now he's going to have more time with Mary, his wife, and be able to go see their son. And just he's a big runner, too. He's run several marathons. That's why he's always in such great shape, makes the rest of us feel fat. So, he'll have more time to do that, and loves to work in the yard, loves to garden. He'll stay busy. I can promise you that. So.
And here you are eating breakfast sandwiches from QT in the morning.
Yeah, everything me fried, too, baby. Yeah.
Well,
might even go to Waffle House on my way home. Who knows?
Oh, I love Waffle House. I love it.
And they don't have the egg tax on us anymore either. Eggs are down. You know, everybody says, the Trump effect hasn't taken effect. The inflation is still out of control. I go, I don't know what you're thinking. My gas is cheaper. There's no egg tax at Waffle House. The groceries, I think, are less expensive overall. So anyway, that's my take on it.
You know,
they lifted the egg tax they had going.
And then last summer, Elliot Davis retired as well. I loved him. Fox 2 had, I mean, look at that lineup. But going back to the Waffle House thing, I used to take my son there and he loved Waffle House too. I mean, you get these big portions, you get whatever you want. Wasn't that expensive. And I mean, the wildest stuff would happen at Waffle House.
Oh, that's why I go there, just to people watch. It's always a great place to people watch.
I want to say one time we went to a Waffle House and there was an unconfirmed prostitute outside just complimenting people, including they were walking in and out. I don't think they were working, but I think that, well, the only way I can describe it. And then I've been at Waffle Houses late at night and you're like, man, this could be the last thing I eat. Like, you don't know what's going to happen next. But I've, you know, otherwise I've had the best food at Waffle Houses. I love them so much.
Yeah. And their waffles are really good. I mean, you got to get a waffle when you go in there. Absolutely.
All right, let's do the short list.
Here we go.
The Mark Cox short list.
The stuff that they're saying about Kimmel, they never said about Charlie. Their praise after his death was perfunctory. So they take something real, like a true martyrdom, and they turn it into this performative fakery. Charlie Kirk was brutally murdered before millions. The ultimate denial of free speech.
Yeah, we're going to have to play that full clip after the short list. I want to hear the whole thing.
It was a really good point. And they didn't get outraged about that. They got more outraged of Jimmy Kimmel being pulled off the air a couple weeks than they did about a man losing his life. It's just, it's ridiculous.
You don't have to agree with my immigration policies. You don't have to agree with Donald Trump's immigration policies. But if your political rhetoric encourages violence against our law enforcement, you can go straight to hell and you have no place in the political conversation of the United States of America.
Yeah, and I know they say Charlie Kirk is a big reason why J.D. Vance was chosen to run with Donald Trump. And the more I hear from J.D. Vance, the more I realize Charlie Kirk was 100% correct in endorsing that.
Yeah, he's a convicted guy. I mean, convicted in his beliefs is what I mean, not a convict.
It shows me it's an administration of trolls led by trolls, because we're a nation of trolls now. We're dunking on each other all the time.
That's true.
That's CNN not happy about the auto pen photo in place of Joe Biden on the wall of presidents or whatever. It's so funny, though.
So funny. I mean, it is so Trump, too, isn't it? I mean, so in the what do they call it? The President's Walk of Fame or something like that in the White House. It goes normal pictures of everybody. They get to where Biden's supposed to be, and it's a picture of the auto pen and his signature. Oh, priceless. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel needs to take a page out of that, because that's funny. That was funny.
We have access to a technology to prevent airborne disease, something that millions of our ancestors and millions of people around the world today would kill for. And we refuse to use it. And I shudder to think of where we will be in another 5 years of unmitigated infection and reinfection.
Yeah, I find some irony there. We're talking about masks.
Well, tell people who it was, first of all. Tell people who that was.
That was Ben Affleck's daughter, Violet, at the United Nations talking about COVID.
With a mask on, let's add that. That's why it was muffled, because she had a freaking mask on her face. Unbelievable.
The irony of her saying they would have this technology they would kill for, the irony is they wanted you to die if you didn't use the technology. Like, that's the mindset that they had during the COVID-19 2020 pandemic, that if you weren't on board with all of the regulations they're trying to push on you, they wanted you to die. They said you deserved it. So that's the irony of what she said there with their wording. But for the sake of timing, I want to play that full Greg Gutfeld rant last night about the Jimmy Kimmel apology. Let's play this. This is clip number 8. It's really good.
And remember, this stuff is prepared. It's like it's prepared by a lawyer. This is not off-the-cuff stuff, just like the stuff he said earlier was not off-the-cuff. It was read by producers. Yet the media embraces him. You know, oh, look how brave, how amazing, a lightning rod. Yeah, maybe for Henbeck. But the fact is, the stuff that they're saying about Kimmel, they never said about Charlie. Their praise after his death was perfunctory. So they take something real, like a true martyrdom, and they turn it into this performative fakery. Charlie Kirk was brutally murdered before millions. The ultimate denial of free speech.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
He nails it. And it's just typical, you know, what they choose to make the story. And that's what they do. They create the news. They don't report on the news. They create stories. And they felt Jimmy Kimmel and covering him and his response and his horrific, heartless comments on his show about Charlie Kirk and about the gunman being a MAGA, which he knew was false, And also the fact that he said the president had no mercy. What was it? Something like showed about as much compassion as a fourth grader losing his goldfish, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And he thinks that stuff's funny. And they make a huge free speech thing out of that story. That becomes their platform for free speech. Meanwhile, a man who was out talking on college campuses was murdered for his opinions, was murdered for his dialogue. And they don't feel that that's worthy of their attention and worthy of their respect. And to call that out as a complete travesty to the free speech and the threatening of free speech in America. It's just the hypocrisy of the left has gotten to a point, and hopefully more people are seeing it. Like they value more a Jimmy Kimmel, you know, being off the air a couple of weeks than they value a human life being taken violently in front of thousands of people and that, you know, a father it drives me crazy. Just absolutely drives me crazy.
I mean, Jimmy Kimmel's the real victim here. That's their point. So it's,
yeah.
That's their point.
The people they choose to be the victims is crazy. Yeah.
Joining us after the break, the founder of the Institute for Faith in Culture, and looking at perhaps how close Donald Trump and Vladimir Zelensky are after this UN meeting. I think it's fascinating to see maybe things are actually finally happening between Russia and Ukraine. Rob Hazienza is joining us after the break on 97.1 FM Talk. Mark Cox Morning Show. Good morning. Joining us now, the founder of the Institute for Faith and Culture, also the CEO and president of the Coleridge Ministries, Rob Hazienza. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we're seeing some pretty big relationship building between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky. After the UN meetings in New York City, we saw a sit down and we actually saw an interview with Zelensky on Fox News, indicating that perhaps one of the things that we're finding is that the United States and Ukraine has more and more common when it comes to some of the problems they're running into with Russia. Now, we're not in direct war with Russia, but they're saying, hey, if Putin's not playing ball and Putin's lying to the United States has no choice but to further dig deeper into support for Ukraine. So what's your take on all this?
Yeah, I think somebody said earlier that it's a shift in negotiations. I think it's a U-turn in negotiations. Hmm. You go back just a few months ago and you see the awful situation that unfolded in the Oval Office between Trump and Zelensky, and now I'll be here today. And it's sounding like Trump is not only willing to get engaged now, but backing Ukraine, saying Ukraine can gain all its territory back. Obviously, something happened for Trump to have such a dramatic U-turn. I think he's seeing the danger that Russia poses not only to Ukraine, but to the surrounding nations. I think he's not been happy with his negotiations with Putin, that is Trump. And I think we're beginning to see some of the criminal activity happening behind the scenes in Russia. I think we're beginning to see their economy collapse. And I think Trump is wisely intervening, cautiously, but intervening and throwing his support towards Ukraine for not only the betterment of that nation, but the surrounding nations as well that are, you know, in a direct threat from Russia.
Rob, I know you're the CEO and president of Coral Ridge Ministries. I'd love to get your take on what we have kind of seen transpire 2 weeks ago yesterday from when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and to see really this outpouring of faith in our communities, in our churches, in our states all across the U.S. of what many people are calling a revival. Do you think this is sustainable? I always say action is more powerful than words, and the action we've seen of people has been pretty tremendous. Do you think there's going to be sustainability and continued growth of this revival as we move farther and farther away from Charlie's death?
Well, I sure hope so. I do think the magnitude of the event, the situation, the tragic situation that unfolded with Charlie Kirk and his assassination, I think the platform that he had, the global influencer that he had, and the impact that he had on millions and millions of people, I think certainly gives us the best shot we've had in a long time to see revival happen again. Another great awakening in America is what I've been talking to my people about at Coral Ridge. Often I think about that verse in Genesis that when Joseph says, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." And so we're already seeing in just a couple weeks how God is turning a tragic situation out for the good. But I'm with you. I do pray that the actions continue, that the revival is sustained. We're seeing an uptick in attendance the last few weeks, people coming back to our church that haven't been there in decades, literally decades. Maybe they, you know, got complacent, moved to another church, or just stopped going to church altogether. And now they're coming back, bringing their families back to church. So we're praying that this will be sustained for months to come and years as well.
And as a follow-up to that, don't you think, Rob, the biggest change that has to occur for that sustainment to continue and that the people continue to come has to come from the pulpit? We've got to see pastors become more bold and call out the left and call out the evils in this country. They just haven't. I don't know whether that's to protect the collection basket or if they truly are more left-leaning. You know, it's yeah. Sad to say, but something's got to change in the pulpit.
It really does. It does start there. The pastors have always had a calling to be a prophetic voice in the cultural moment, and I pray that pastors seize this opportunity. They don't shrink back. I actually think people around America are hungry for it, and I pray that pastors steward this opportunity well. They're looking for hope. They're looking for truth. They're looking for boldness and courage from the pulpit. We're starting a Turning Point Faith chapter at our church.
Great.
For that very purpose, so that pastors in our region can see this as a resource for them. We want to resource pastors, embolden them, empower them. We've already been in conversations with Turning Point about starting that chapter ASAP at Coleridge, and I pray that other pastors will follow suit.
Yeah, and they don't have that fear like they had in the Biden administration of retaliation if you become too political, right? If you talk about topics at the pulpit, you used to be afraid of losing your 501c3. This administration is not going to come after you.
Yeah, you can't use that excuse anymore. I actually think pastors use that as an excuse to kind of shy away from those issues. Here's the reality. All legislation is shaped by some type of morality. The question is, what's shaping that morality? Yep. A Judeo-Christian worldview or a secular atheistic or even Marxist worldview? So for those that say you can't legislate morality, all legislation is informed by someone's morality. Let it be the morality that shaped this nation for the last 250 years.
Yeah, and I think that for the most part, young people are looking at some of the counter-messaging that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
It's coming out, and the people that are criticizing what they saw at the memorial, and they're looking at them and they're saying they sound so foolish right now. They're rejecting that type of message. That's why I think it could be sustained among young people, which is very powerful. By the way, if people wanted to look you up online, what's your website?
Yeah, they can simply go to crm.tv. There's all of our resources that we produce, digital and print resources for the church to be equipped in this
Perfect.
Cultural moment, crm.tv.
Great stuff. Really good
Rob
stuff.
Rob Hazienza.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
You.
So
appreciate
great
you,
to have you here, and thank you for your time this morning. Griff Jenkins coming up after the break, 97.1 FM.
Thank
Talk.
You.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Well, I know where we're going to find Griff Jenkins now. Fox and Friends Weekend, Fox News Channel, all the different work that you do. Griff, thanks for coming back on.
Hey, Ryan and Dan, thank you. I wouldn't miss it for the world. I love 97.1 FM. It's the greatest radio station. And, you know, I think really I'm excited and privileged to join you this morning because, you know, I'm working on a story that I think matters. Not that all stories don't matter, but this is the follow-up about whether or not the rhetoric from Democrat leaders blasting ICE with this anti-ICE rhetoric from, you know, Jasmine Crockett calling ICE slave patrols, Governor Tim Walz calling them Gestapo, goes on and on. But also, I'm going to drill into, remember Gavin Newsom over the weekend signing a bill forcing ICE to unmask, saying, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? And this is one of those mornings when you wake up and say, tragically, they're afraid of real life consequences. And this tone in Washington is going to have to settle down from Democrats.
And in that report, Griff, I know you're one of the best reporters in the Fox family. I'm sure you're also not only going to the rhetoric, but also some of the actual actions in the who's funding some of this protest? Because you see the protests, those are professional signs. Those are not organic crowds that are showing up at these ICE detention centers. Who's behind that? Who's promoting this from a financial standpoint? Because I would think that would be criminal. Would it not?
Listen, there are some sayings in Washington in the more than 30 years I've lived here that hold true. And one of them is follow the money. And
yep.
You're spot on. And I think there's a lot of work to be done to unmask. A lot of times, you know, George Soros is getting blasted. But I think it's larger than that. It's not
I do
just
too.
George Soros that's doing that. And they are being paid. You know, we don't bother to put them on the air to give them attention. But I will tell you that here at outside of Fox, where NBC's in our building, News Nation is in our building, C-SPAN, because it's a media building, we have had paid protesters from time to time just sitting out front with bullhorns and banging pots and pans, particularly on Sunday mornings, because they know some Sunday morning shows are coming out of here. And we don't know exactly who is funding that. But, you know, I remember one of the first times I started covering protest was back in 2003 when we had the protesters turning out in thousands to oppose George W. Bush and the war in Iraq. And back then, that was really when the Code Pink organization that you see almost weekly on Capitol Hill disrupting congressional hearings, they just got started. I got to know them. I know some of them, and I know the two founders, and one of the founders, her husband, is tied deeply to Chinese money, to international money. He's an international billionaire. And so I think those tentacles, that's a long answer for, mm-hmm. I think once someone can actually answer that and lay it out as best as we can, I think you're going to see the tentacles run deep and wide.
And a lot of the NGOs that were getting money from USAID, there was proof that they were funneling back to organizations that were the protest groups, whether that be, you know, people tied to Antifa or the riots of the Summer of Love. Is that funding being cut off maybe to one reason why we've not seen the huge scale riots and the huge scale presentations? Most of these protests are, you know, maybe 100 people. They're not as nearly the size as they were before.
Well, they're not, although I will say, you know, it was just months ago that I was covering the anti-Israel protest here on a weekend several months ago in Washington, and that was a strong tens of thousands that are turning out, and that is largely a group known as ANSWER, and they're a coalition of a bunch of other organizations, well-funded, long-standing, and they do turn out people. But I do think, you know, mentioning the NGO money and cutoffs, a little bit of a sidebar here, but connected nonetheless, is I remember seeing the NGOs assisting the Biden border chaos, helping the migrants come, putting out, you know, even flyers and helping them in Mexico and Guatemala and Honduras. I went all the way to the Darien Gap in Colombia and Panama, and you saw the NGOs down there. And so, you know, we're now dealing with the protest against ICE, and all ICE is doing is rounding up illegal criminal aliens and removing them from the country, because that's what the American people want. That's President Trump's goal, and it's one that makes the country safer. It's bizarre that it's not a bipartisan issue, but apparently it's not. And so you look back at funding and NGOs, you know, it goes even earlier than just the protest. It goes to those that helped create the immigration crisis that President Trump's trying to clean up.
Yeah. No, Griff Jenkins, we're so proud of you here and everything that you've accomplished over the years and all the time you give us. Now, Fox and Friends weekend co-host. I have a list of some behind the scenes questions. I'm just hoping you can tell me if these are true or not. So now
oh,
that you've made a big time,
I love it.
Does Fox News pick you up in a limo in the morning?
No, absolutely not. Listen, man, are you kidding me? You can go online and see, I think, and probably I should take it down now. But my wife jokes with me. I have an old beat up 2006 Toyota 4Runner. It's covered
nice.
In no less than 30 or 40 surf shop stickers from places I've
nice.
Surfed around the world.
I love it.
There's still, the passenger window still doesn't go down all the way from a dent, because during Hurricane Michael in North Carolina, which I drove my own car into, I had a stop sign come off of the, you know, stand and bash into my car because I was driving through like a cat four eye of the storm. There ain't nothing
okay.
fancy about
I
me, brother. Just a
love it. Okay.
Memphis
well,
that somehow made.
Now that you have this role, are you allowed to look Sean Hannity in the eye?
Absolutely. Sean is a great guy. I tell you another hurricane story. Somehow it keeps going back to hurricanes. There was a clip when they were doing such an amazing job of welcoming me last Saturday. They wanted to do a package and all that stuff. And there's a little clip in there where I'm like, I'm standing in Hurricane Irma. This is the eye of a Cat 5 hurricane. They evacuated that. Law enforcement cleared it out, and we got trapped there. And I had learned that Sean Hannity maybe had an apartment near there. And this is life or death stuff, this hurricane. And Sean Hannity had graciously said, look, there's an apartment. There's a code you can get in. And we were able to seek refuge from literally a Cat 5 impact in Naples, Florida, thanks to him. So
wow.
I can look him in the
awesome.
Eye, but let me tell you, what a stand-up, amazing individual he is.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
And are he and Ansley an item, yes or no?
They are, okay. And that's public. I'm telling no secrets there.
The president already dropped that bomb, and I'm wondering, are they still going out? And
yeah, no, I think all is good on that front, as far as I know.
Okay.
Well, Fox News and Fox and Friends Weekend co-host Griff Jenkins, you're nailing it. You're doing fantastic. We absolutely love and adore you here in St. Louis. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, guys. And listen, my first job at Fox News, hired on the payroll in 2003, was radio producer for Tony Snow. So while I am honored to sit on that couch, never forget my heart always lies in a talk radio studio, brother.
You make radio awesome. Magical. We appreciate you so much, man. Thanks, Griff.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too, man. You too. Yeah. Wow, what a
He's
good
He's so
dude.
Good.
He is such
you
a
have
good
to,
guy.
And I know it's still a new thing, but he did some filling and a lot of work through Fox and Friends over the years, but he's so natural at it. And again, that is no lie when I say I'm so proud of him, because I love seeing everything he's done and get rewarded for that.
I think we're doing him a favor, though, by having him on the show, because he gets his radio fixed. You can tell how much passion he has for radio. And this is a place where he still gets his fix, because he doesn't do this in other markets. Very few markets get Griff on their show as frequently as we do. He's a weekly contributor to the Mark Cox Morning Show because I think he loves just being more freeform. And there's a huge difference between television news reporting, because you're so limited on time. In radio, you have such a freer format and the ability to talk and give your opinion and give in-depth and talk about, you know, as he talked about today, how he comes about getting the stories. I just love the fact that he uses us as that fix of radio. And this is where his roots were grounded. And you never forget how much you enjoy talk radio.
That's right. Yep. All right. One more segment left of the Mark Cox Morning Show, at least for this morning on 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Rapper Tom McDonald, number one again on the digital song charts with this one, a tribute to Charlie Kirk.
Shot down and he was barely 31. Another woke coward took a life with a gun. He left behind a wife and a daughter and a son. All he did was try to speak for all of us.
And I'm so tired of the hatred and the narratives. The patriots ain't dangerous, woke people are the terrorists. They shot and killed the father, sent a message to Americans. They ain't gonna stop until they bury us. Dear Charlie, I don't know if you can see us now, but if heaven has a window, I sure hope you're looking down. Cause we ain't going quiet, we gon' scream your name loud, and you're gone, but I swear to God that we gon' make you proud. We ain't backing off or giving up, I'll preach what you taught me. They may have killed a soldier, but that man had an army. This is far more deep than some political parties, and you can't kill freedom, so this one is for Charlie.
This ain't the America that all our parents love, but good men tried to keep making it great. Pray that God will take care of us, the system is failing us, when good men die for the things that they say. And I can't just be
quiet. Tom McDonald's his name. So I featured him a couple weeks ago with the Devil is a Democrat song, which also went to number one. He has had 8 number one hits on the digital song sales charts.
Really?
And wow. Charlie is now number one. 4.7 million downloads last week of that song. Official streams and downloads. That's a huge number. And, of course, he is a great conservative rapper who is out there, again, truth-telling and using his music as a vehicle to get people to hear the truth. And got to love him. If you don't know Tom, go out there and take a look at him. You'd swear looking at him that he just that he did this out of the penitentiary or something. But
yeah, he's got face tattoos. Yeah,
Canadian-born, lives in L.A., and he absolutely eviscerated the governor of California about 3 weeks ago with a song called The Devil is a Democrat, directly calling out Gavin Newsom. He said the devil is a Democrat and he lives in California. I mean, it's pretty bold. You gotta love the guy though. It's a really good song too. If you've not heard the whole song Charlie, it's good. And I'm not a rap fan. I'm not even a rap fan, but I like that song.
I don't think I've ever heard of him. So Tom McDonald, definitely when you look at him, you're right. He's got the long blonde hair, sometimes in the dreadlocks. He's got the face tattoos, neck tattoos, piercings on his nose, in mouth, in eyelids, it looks like. I can't tell.
He's pierced eyebrows, everywhere. Maybe. Yeah.
None of this screams dreadlocks, to me conservative.
Yeah, no. But the message is, he's bold conservative too. He also, if you follow him on X, he also breaks away from his music and actually talks, and he gives his political insights and things and what motivates him on his songs and why he writes certain things that he does. So he's passionate, and he is passionately conservative. So
wow. Well, how about that?
Yeah, neat song.
Yeah. Well, we had a action-packed show here today, didn't we?
Lots of stuff, man. Love Griff Jenkins, man. He is just awesome. And the fact now he's a national weekend host of Fox and Friends, and still, we asked him, I go, is this going to impact the ability of you staying on the Mark Cox Morning Show? He goes, absolutely not. He goes, I'm still going to be here. Keep driving that Toyota truck of his, too, the 4Runner that's 14 years old and loaded up with stickers.
He's even older than that.
Yeah.
But the stickers hide a lot of the rust. I know that from experience. I got an old car, and that's how you do it. Also, the 4Runner, it goes to show you, those Toyotas are built, man. I love that. I got an old car, too, and it's still running. And one day it won't, and I fear that day because I enjoy the no-payment cars. So Jimmy Kimmel was on last night after returning, and I'm waiting to see what the TV ratings look like. How long do you think before it drops back off to his normal levels where no one's watching?
A week.
About 1 week?
1 week, yeah. I would say
it'll be nice to easily have that back to normal.
Yeah, I mean, he got 7 million, something like that, on his first night. Those are the biggest numbers of his ratings in the history of his show ever. So this was all, I would even argue, maybe part of a plan for ABC to try to make him relevant again. But his content and the show quality still is absolutely horrendous and terrible. And I promise you that within a week, liberals have short attention spans. They will quickly migrate away from his show because it's the same thing every night.
Yep. Well, let's hope that for our sake, we can go back to ignoring him, because there's not really much to enjoy out of the show.
I started ignoring him this morning.
No, fool!
And I think the next time we hear about him, it'll be Sinclair giving an update on what their stations will be doing next hour or anything like that. We'll be back again tomorrow on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Looking forward to talking to you again, Dan, as we wrap up the week.
Absolutely, Ryan. Have a great one, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.